The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to take you again into Scripture and Scripture's about being safe in the arms of God. In Isaiah 41 verse 10 we read, "Fear not, I'm with you. Don't be dismayed, I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And then in Deuteronomy 33, 27, we read, "The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms." Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." The psalmist again writes in Psalm 4 verse 8, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 3, "The Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." Isaiah 26 verse 3, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Psalm 55, 22, "Cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you." Hebrews 13, verse 6, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, "No temptation has overtaken you, but God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability, but will, with the temptation, he'll provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. It's common to man." And Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Well, there are many, many other verses, but the purpose today of reading all these verses is to say that when pastorally we come across dear people who are troubled, who are fearful, indeed who are anxious, those who are facing very tough circumstances, it's good to share the Word of God. I know that as ministers, we can get into a habit of sharing the Word of God when we go to the hospital bed or when we go to the home where someone is ill. But we must be very cautious and careful that we are not just becoming robotic, these are the best verses to read in this situation. I want to encourage you that it is really good and it's really important to pray before you visit someone and simply ask God to lay on your heart the scripture that he might like you to share. I think it's important that people will be blessed not simply by the recital of scripture, but by scripture that God is particularly honing and shaping for a person's life and situation. I think one of the joys is recently I was sharing on Psalm 121, and a person in the church where I was sharing said to me, "Do you know, my wife who recently passed away, that was her favourite psalm." I got no sense from him that he was upset that I'd read it. I think it was the opposite. It was a comfort that words that had been a blessing to his dear wife were being shared in the church where he leads it. It's good to be pertinent. It's good to just have a real sense of God's word for you. And again, when two ministers have visited together, myself and another brother, it's been so good how I didn't know what God was laying on the heart of my friend, but he shares a scripture, which is either the same scripture that was on my heart or something that fits like a hand in a glove. Today, I'm encouraging you that when we seek to comfort, when we seek to bless, when we seek to strengthen the saints, we need to share the word of God. And it's very important when I say share the word of God, that there is a sense that this is not just any old scripture. This is a scripture that is going to be very, very, very relevant and will speak right into the situation of the dear one that you're ministering to. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.